This is episode 1946 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series this week, where the focus is on the virtues, the seven virtues, and in contrast, the seven deadly sins. You can hear from my voice that I still have a cold. I'm hoping every morning I wake up that my voice will be back. It's back, but it's still a little bit hoarse. So thank you for your patience listening to me as I record this, recovering from a bad upper respiratory infection. How are you doing this week? I hope you're doing well. And I have a challenge for you. As you go through this week's series and you discover different insight and techniques customized for the virtues, think about what you could do to gift yourself in regard to the virtues. In today's episode, you will explore the virtue of patience and the opposing quality of envy. And as you do so, think about giving yourself the gift of patience for yourself. We often think of having patience in regard to others, but one of the best ways to cultivate the quality of patience is to be happy with what you have right now. It's so easy to yearn for something more or different. And when you find yourself doing this, think about what you could do to be happy with what you have right in front of you. In fact, when you long for things that will take some time before they happen, you can wear yourself out. And you can expend this energy wanting something else and miss the life, the situations, and the people you share your life with now. And this doesn't mean to forget your desires and your dreams for the future. Those can all be placed in a special corner of your heart. And in due time, with patience, you will be able to achieve these opportunities. I have a college-age son who is in his final year of college, and he just can't wait to graduate. He's so close, but to him, it seems like an eternal year. He wants to be working in a career right now. Yet here he is at his final year, and there's so much to enjoy. There's the freedom of still being a college student, the carefree feeling, and he'll have his whole life ahead of him to work at his career. We often don't realize this until we have the experience behind us. So think about in your life what you are wanting and longing for and how you might be putting off your current life because you're impatient for something that's just going to take some time to happen. This is a great gift you can give to yourself. The opposing quality of patience is envy, envying those who have what you want, who are at the place where you want to be. Know that they likely worked really hard to get where they are and that you will be there too in your own due time. So when you feel yourself feeling this envy, wanting what others have, know that no matter what stage of the game you're in, It brings its own unique set of problems. I remember when I was building an app and I just couldn't imagine how long it would take to be completed, and all that went into it. And I remember noticing all the other apps around me and thinking, oh, they have a whole team, or they're a big company, so of course they could do it more easily. And then I realized that I should be pretty happy that I'm doing this on my own, and that I don't have to run a big company, that I can create an app. It will take me more time to create, and I will make many, many mistakes along the way, but I'm going to learn so much from those mistakes, which I did, and I still learn ongoing. As the app, once it's created, I didn't think about, oh yeah, well now I have to manage the app. But it's been a lot of fun for me. And the same with the podcast. I put the podcast up on my own and I update it daily. I do everything on my own. And sometimes I think if I had a team, that it would be so much easier. And I see most people do have a team who have a podcast or an app. And I have a very small team now, but I am happy that I have flexibility and I can do whatever I want on the platforms. Nobody's directing me or telling me what to do. So think about your own life, the pros and the cons of the people you see who you might feel envious towards, about maybe some freedoms or some positive things you have going on that they may miss out on, and how in your own due time, on your own journey, you will arrive to meet your goals. Just keep showing up. That's the key. Consistency. It's the key with any success in any part of your life, especially meditation. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, your technique is a chakra. If you focus at your abdominal area, this is where we tend to harbor the emotions of passion and excitement. And the third chakra, as it's referred to, has the element of fire. This is the burning desires within you. The color is yellow, a vibrant color. Chakras are areas within your body where you tend to harbor and hold different emotions. So think about, as you meditate, your passions and your desires, and allow yourself to have patience and to continue to be excited about what's going on in your life right now. In fact, focus on and visualize those things in your life for which you're really grateful for right now. If you are interested in the full half-hour guided meditations on the app, I always mention it for you because some of you want to go a little more deeply with your meditations, and I offer you 2 weeks free access to the whole app, and you get a slowdown guide for the week with all the techniques I've shared with you, and you also get a journal customized for this week's virtue theme. You are so worth slowing down for.